In Kelly and Kat's office, there is a living creature by the name of what? Squishy Gary?
Squishy Gary.
Squishy Gary.
See, he was. We named him that because he was doomed to be squished initially when the purchase was made.
Right. And Gary, obviously, after SpongeBob SquarePants.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you had to actually get food for Gary, Squishy Gary, right?
Yeah, after 6 days, you know, it's probably time to get food. We went to just the pet store and got some. They eat beta pellets.
Well, that's one of the things. They eat algae. They eat fish poop, too.
Now, here's the thing. You know way more about the care of snails today than you did 2 weeks ago.
We launched into a lot of research.
Yeah, and so off the air, Kelly's like, there's a lot of effort that's going into keeping Squishy Gary alive.
It's kind of exhausting. So it's embarrassing how much time I've spent on YouTube trying to figure this out. There are videos, instructionals.
The update here. So you've now since been feeding and Squishy Gary has been eating.
Yeah, and his food is the color of poo. So Kelly has sent me updates sometimes on his tank.
Well, you left for the weekend and you showered him with like half the bottle of the food. And I thought it was excessive when you initially did it. But then you came back and I mean... The water was, he's living in a vase right now, which is kind of like a studio apartment, but it's like, it was really excessively cloudy. And we were like, oh, that doesn't look good.
Yeah, cloudy water probably isn't good for any living creature, really.
We thought that his job is the tank cleaner. So then is it fine that it was cloudy and dirty? Because that's like his gig, right? That just gives him more of a job to do.
I don't know.
Well, apparently it wasn't because we looked up how to know if your snail's dead. And it said if the water's cloudy, remove him immediately. Yeah. So then it said to smell the snail to see if it's dead because it would smell bad and possibly feet falling out of its shell.
Okay, so describe, Kat, what Gary smelled like.
What did it smell like? You smelled him.
He smelled fishy and not good. And we were all screaming. So we thought he was dead.
So
she got a plastic spoon to fish him out.
Oh no!
So, you know, and then moved him into yet an even smaller. It was like
a wine glass.
It was a wine glass. So he's moved from the studio apartment that was just the vase.
Yeah.
Now to a glass, and he sat there for a little bit. We were trying to figure out, and we were looking it up. Okay, how to tell if a snail is dead? And then we learned that there are things like pH balances we have to be concerned about with the water. There is water temperature. There was a certain minimum size for the aquarium he's supposed to be living in, which is way bigger than what we.
He's supposed to be in like 5 gallons of water.
Yeah, he is supposed to be in like way more, and like supposed to be rocks and other decor in there. Filtration system is ideal.
And so right now,
we have
Squishy Gary is just literally living in a cup of water.
Well, now he's back in the vase, the studio apartment. And then, you know, you did feed him some more, but not as much.
Yes.
Are you planning on putting any sort of decor, gravel, things to dressing up the, or dressing?
There's no
I can't
room
speak.
In there.
Dress the apartment.
See, there was a plot. Like, see, Kaylee downstairs, the receptionist, she had a betta fish, and she had, like, a little aquarium. She said she had, like, some fake algae. I don't know, maybe a pirate's treasure chest or something. I don't know. They were going to move in together because then it was going to be the perfect little roommate situation so that, you know, when the betta fish, Waylu pooped, then Squishy Gary would eat it, and it would be a perfect little partnership. But that hasn't happened yet because she can't figure out how to get Waylu here.
Can't we just take Squishy Gary to Waylu?
No, that's not the fun. The fun is that we want him in our office.
Right.
We want to see the little
Then we're transferring the parentship to Kaylee, and she really didn't ask for that.
Well, here's the last important thing was we thought he was dead, but I checked on him this morning. Update, he has moved. He's at the top of the vase about to make his escape route. So after the show, when I check on him, he might be a goner.
See, here's now my concern. Do you think that he is trying to make a run for it, but then he's like figuring out that, hey, I need the water to survive, and
Are
then he gets close
me?
To the top of the water. He's like, there's no more water.
The simplest of creatures know that probably having Cat as a parent right now is probably in its best interest.
I think it can smell fear.
I know. It probably, probably needs to figure out, like, yeah, I'm not going to survive here any longer.
So now
I need to go.
I feel like we need to craft a Craigslist misconnection on behalf of Squishy Gary to try to find another parent. because I don't think the current living conditions are ideal.
Well, Bridget texts in and says, bring Squishy Gary to New Albany. My son has a goldfish that could use a snail friend.
This could be the perfect solution, is that Squishy Gary gets a whole new lease on life. I mean, what a roller coaster. I mean, he was doomed to die.
I think it's
thought he was probably living his best life leaving the pet shop, and then had a turn of events where we're going to keep him. He's going to live, and then the accommodations are not ideal. So now he's back to probably being depressed.
At some point, we need to just do a promotion and give away Squishy Gary, right?
I feel like that needs to happen like right now. Let's launch it like right now.
Yeah.
You're not no longer emotionally attached to this?
I mean, again, I'm the wacky neighbor in the story, but I feel as though that I could speak on behalf of you, Kat.
Well, Kat is the parent in this situation.
I feel like I am attached, but I know that I'm not ready for motherhood. So he does deserve a better mom.
All right, okay, we'll figure out a proper way to...
It's such a selfless decision, Kat. It's selfless.
Wow, you're maturing in front of our eyes.
That just happens. This is
amazing. all right,
win Kat Snail! Right. Squishy Gary! Brand new contest on Adidas 70.
Okay.
Let's spin the wheel, see who wins!
Okay, all right. So we'll figure out a proper way to send Gary, Squishy Gary, out.
Off to a fabulous new life.
Right.
It's going to be a fabulous new life. He's going to be so happy.
We could just put Gary in the river, couldn't we?
What? No! I don't think that's the best.
The pH levels are off.
No,
the gallon would be too big.
The pH level can't be good in there.
All right.
I'm not an expert, but I've YouTubed enough. I feel like that's bad.
Okay, that's good. All right. More on this saga as it develops. Here soon.
As it unfolds.
As it unfolds as well.